Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
Okay, so I'm really fucking excited. and I thought I'd share. Okay, so you probably have heard me talk a little bit about human design in here, and I've been getting more and more people kind of coming to me asking questions, and anyway, I had a session. I was running some podcast audits / strategy sessions where I kind of go through people's podcasts and help them improve it, but also align with them and who they are and where they want to go, and just make sure it's all working, you know. So it's kind of like it's not a traditional like marketing strategy session, because I'm not a traditional marketer, but it's more about like alignment, you know. And so I had a session the other day with a manifestor in human design terms, and we were kind of talking about her podcast, and I was bringing into it a little bit of human design, and she was familiar with her own, and I kind of you know, just shared the importance of informing for a manifestor. And she was like, oh my god, like, and this isn't necessarily a traditional invite, but I'm taking it and running with it because it feels really good. She said, oh my god, I would love to hear you talk on a podcast about podcasting and human design. And I was like, well, yeah, I can totally do that. You know, like, I can talk about, and it'll have overlap, so it'll be, I'm going to be tying it into podcasting for sure, and using your voice and all that kind of jazz, because it's where I live and breathe and work. A lot of my working life is spent in podcasting, so it makes sense. But there'll also be bits in there for really business in general, but also life. So you'll get an understanding of your type and how you can live that type. So I guess I want to start by just really expressing that I am not an analyst. You know, I'm not someone who has studied human design through the traditional channels. I don't have a certification, but I have been doing what I do as a 1-3 projector, really experimenting with it myself, learning, researching. I've done a stack of sessions now for clients, bringing, whether it's been like just an introduction or bringing it more into how they show up in the world. So there's experience, well, personal and otherwise, and my own experiment and what I've seen through connecting and working with others. So, hey buddy. So I'm gonna start on that today. I've actually recorded 2 episodes, and I'm hoping to record a stack more today and just kind of pop them out there. And the funny thing is, like, and I guess this is, there is some lessons in this, right? As there always is. So first of all, I'm gonna share it on Rocky Mike Wright. I'm just gonna walk down. I'm in soft sand and it's a bit much. Whew. So so there's some lessons in here. I'm gonna share it on Rocky Mike Wright because it's podcasting, and it's like such a good fit, right? Rocky Mike Wright, rock your mic in your way. That was always the intention of the show, was to really help people have, for sure, tools and skills and all that kind of jazz to rock the mic their way. And so this is like taking it to another level of rocking your mic your way, because you're rocking your mic from your own mechanics, your own design. So I'm fucking so excited about it. And here's the lessons. Number one is, like, when I walked away from Rock Your Mic Ride, it was the beginning of the whole corona, and I just, there were a couple of factors. One was I just didn't feel called to it anymore. You know, I felt like I'd kind of covered what I needed to cover, and I was getting a bit, like, you know, it felt like a bit of hard work. It started to feel like hard work, and I just felt like I'd kind of said everything that I needed to say, so why just keep flogging a dead horse? But, like, I never said, like, I just said I'm going to put this on hiatus, because we just never know, like, when something will call us back. And I feel like there's too many restrictions around the way we're supposed to show up, which is why I'm feeling more and more called to do this work in the world. When I feel called, then, you know, I'll come back to things. Same thing happened with Radcasters. In fact, a few years ago, I recorded an episode which people really resonated with, called The Swing. And the idea was, sometimes you have to swing away from something to come back and find your equilibrium with it, right? So it's like if you eat, and actually this is in some people's human design as well, but like for a regular person, if they were to eat, and even for someone who has consecutive eating style in human design terms, if you were eating the same thing every day, at some point you'll be like, oh my God, I never want to see tuna again, you know, or whatever it was. And so you'll swing away from it and be repulsed by it almost for a while, and eventually you'll come back and eat it again, but maybe not with the same vigor as you did last time, you know? So this, and you can go back into the archives and have a listen if you want, but that's the premise of, you know, I guess we don't really give ourselves permission to do this stuff because maybe we feel, and for me, it had felt flaky, you know? It made me feel like I just couldn't really stick to anything and I was a bit flaky. But when I just honour that this is part of a creative cycle, and sometimes we're going to be really into something and then I'm going to be really not into it, and then eventually it might come back in, then, you know, when I can just allow myself to have that, then it's, I don't know, things just kind of work better. So that's like a mini lesson there, right? Like, we don't have to keep pushing all the time. We can just let things go. And you know that there's that saying, if you love someone, set them free. And I feel like it's kind of like, that's not actually true really in, or maybe it is, because sometimes people just move on, right? And sometimes we do too, in terms of like what we're creating. Sometimes we just move on, and that phase has served a purpose, and it's time for us to enter the next phase. But I think it's good to just keep open and see what comes back, you know, because if something comes back, maybe later on you want to pick up and run with it. And that's how I'm feeling at the moment, is like, you know, it's time for something new. It's time for me to give it a shot and see what happens. So feels good, feels right, feels aligned. Fucking why not? So the other thing that I want to share with you is I've been experimenting in human design and researching and learning for, I guess, maybe the last almost 3 years. And like, that means really that I've done a lot with it. You know, it's meant a lot of reading, it's meant a lot of research, it's meant a lot of putting into action, because I'm not a theory person. You know, I'm a practice person. I like to see how things actually play out in the real world when they're used, rather than just theorized knowledge, you know? Like, I'm about the integration of that knowledge. So, Bill, come on. So, I have wanted to bring human design more into my work, but I've had hesitations around it because I haven't done a certification. And, you know, and then I'm like, oh, well, you know, I can't I can't call myself an expert, and I don't really want to call myself an expert because I'm just in it. I'm living it, I'm breathing it, I'm learning it, I'm working it. And, you know, and I've said that before here, is like, I did an episode a while back on, you know, certification and my thoughts around it. And, you know, I think it's more important to be in integrity and honest than it is to, sorry, there's a massive dog jumping around and Billy's a bit old and frail these days. Come on. Yeah, so where was I going with that? Yeah, so, but here's the thing, like I'm not changing my business to focus fully on human design. It's just a bit of fun that I'm having within the work that I'm doing, and I can see how it's really helping my clients to, you know, find their own way. Hey, how are you? Oh, we've got a whole dog section here. Hello. Hey. Come on, Bill. Yeah. You know, so like I'm not pivoting. I'm not going to be only sharing human design stuff. I've just been bringing it in to my life and my work over the last few years, and I'm going to share some more of that, and I can really see how it can help people get over conditioning in the business space and in the podcasting space, therefore. So, you know, I feel like I've said this a million times before, acceptance is the key here, right? Like when we can accept ourselves for who and what we are and the way we show up in our world instead of demonizing ourselves for it, then we will naturally have more success because we will feel more successful, right? It's not necessarily about the numbers in a spreadsheet. It's about an internal feeling. Success is an internal game. So, yeah, so that's where I'm at. I guess, like, I used to publish on a Friday, so I'll probably go back and publish on a Friday again. And I'm just so fucking excited about this because I feel like it's going to be fun for me. You're going to learn a bit and discover more about yourself, and then we'll just see where this thing goes, which is probably the most exciting bit, the adventure. So yeah, that's it from me today. Until next week. Oh yeah, so if you haven't, So if you haven't already discovered Rock Your Mic Right, then it's a podcast I started producing last year. And I did about 26, 27 episodes. It's all on podcasting, but with my spin, of course. And the first Human Design series episode will drop on Friday. So head over there, wherever you're listening to this, and subscribe, and let's see where we go. Like I said, it's not necessarily just for podcasters. This shit is translatable to all areas of our life. So you can take it. It'll have a podcast spin for sure. But you'll, regardless of whether you're podcasting or not, there'll be some really cool shit in here for you to understand yourself better, to allow yourself to permission to do things your own way and really in alignment with you and the mechanics of who you are. And I'm not into dogma of any kind. I'm not into, you know, like, like living by a set of rules. But I've just found this to be a really great tool for understanding myself. So yeah, if you want to get in on it, get in on it. Oh, and another thing, while I'm promoting my stuff, Cal and I, if you join Clarify and Amplify, we're going to be doing a really fucking cool program together. And details of that, we're just nutting out the last little bits, but details of that should come out in the next week or so, I'd say. And we'll be opening on September 22nd. So, or we'll be, you know, that's when we'll be kicking this program off. Whew, so that'll be really exciting. Again, it's going to be a space for you to come and, yeah, get to know yourself better, get to like yourself better, get to trust yourself more, be more you in your business and in your life. It's going to be really fucking cool. So if you're interested in learning more about that, make sure you're following me and Kel on Insta, or you can sign up for my email list, which I never do anything with, just at the website, which is carlinimo.com. Okay, until next time, peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosofies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.